All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, former Baltimore Ravens free safety Ed Reed didn't have to wait that long to get the call for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On Reed's first year on the ballot, he was elected to Canton. Now, Reed joins a stellar list of defensive backs that are heading into the Hall of Fame this year, which includes Ty Law, Champ Bailey, and Johnny Robinson. Now, make no mistake about it. Reed was one of the best players of this era. He was a first-round pick by the Ravens in 2002. He was a 2004 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and he finished his career with 64 career interceptions, which is good enough for seventh all-time. He was also a one-time Super Bowl champion with the Ravens in 2012, as well as being a nine-time Pro Bowl selection. And you look at so many of the good defensive players that the Ravens had on those teams for years. Ray Lewis went into the Hall of Fame last year. Ed Reed is going in this year. Of course, Terrell Suggs and Elodie Nada are still playing, and I'll take it to the bank that both of them will be putting on gold jackets at some point in their lifetime. And now, of course, the focus being on Reed. And for Ed Reed, watching this guy play, there really was not much that he could not do on the gridiron. I mean, you go back to his collegiate days at the University of Miami. Of course, he helped the Hurricanes win the national championship in 2001. And on top of that, he helped get the Hurricanes back to national prominence. And if you look, especially at that 2001 season for Miami, if there was a big play to be made in a game, more often than not on the defensive side of the football, Ed Reed was the guy who was making that play. You go back to the Boston College game late in that season for Miami, and that was a catalyst to get them to the national championship game. And of course, once they got to the Rose Bowl, there was nothing that Nebraska was going to do. He brought that same swagger to the NFL. Of course, his former Miami brethren and Ray Lewis was with him with the Ravens as well, and they were big parts of that team. But you look at the way that Ed Reed played, and he really personified the term free safety because he covered so much ground in that back end of the Ravens defense. And he always made quarterbacks have to account for him on every single pass. Reed was never afraid to come up and play the run either. And on top of that, Reed was one of the best as far as baiting quarterbacks, because quarterbacks thought that they had one-on-one matchups with their receivers going up against cornerbacks, and Ed Reed came out of nowhere. Typically, it's Johnny on the spot to get that play, and you know, a lot of times people might overlook it here and there, but turnovers, they are momentum changers, and Ed Reed was one of the biggest momentum changers of his era. And because of that, this summer, he will definitely take his rightful spot in Canton in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And of course, you can expect for the 2019 NFL season that the Baltimore Ravens will honor him after he's inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it won't be too long before I would not be surprised if the Ravens do retire his number 20 jersey. Not too many people at this position throughout the history of the National Football League have been able to do what Ed Reed was able to do throughout his career. And now he is taking his rightful spot among the greats who have ever played the game. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.